White, Newton, Iowa, June 8, 1875. Dear son Willie, our first camp meeting is over. The tents are taken down, and most have left for their homes. I am now writing this line in State Center tent. A few remain to take care of lumber, etc. Nathan and Vanelia say that they have enjoyed this meeting the best of any camp meeting they ever attended. We have good beds, good food, and have not been over-visited. Sunday there was a large attendance of outsiders. I spoke to the crowd on Sunday forenoon with great freedom on the subject of temperance and the duty of parents in training their children. The respectful attention of the audience showed their interest. All were well pleased. Your father spoke in the afternoon with force, as usual, on the evidences of our faith. The attendance from town was large, and there was apparently the most intense interest. Your father was very free in presenting the reasons of our faith. Between the meetings, there were business meetings, and finally, there were business meetings nearly all the time, while there was preaching held in the tent we were under, because next to the large tent, this was roomy and commodious. In the evening again, it was pressed upon me to speak. I was weary, but the Lord gave me strength, and I had very great freedom in addressing the people. Our brethren were highly pleased. But my labors were a little too hard. I could not sleep at night till long after midnight. Sabbath morning at 8 o'clock, I was again urged into the stand to speak to our young ministers. I spoke about 1 hour with freedom. Your father spoke at 10:30 a.m. In the afternoon, the lot again fell on me to speak. I stood upon my feet above 2 hours and a half. After I had spoken 1 hour and 3 quarters, I invited all who wished to have Jesus as their Savior to come forward. Many came, among them one young man for whom I have felt a special interest for a long time. They continued to come until we had 55 forward. 30 then offered themselves as candidates for baptism. Those who could not have opportunity after they returned home were baptized this morning. Nearly all those who came forward bore their testimony. It was a meeting of intense interest. This closed my labors. All feel well pleased and profited by the meeting. It has been, after the first 2 days, very pleasant except cool evenings and mornings. Yet all the meetings at the stand have been well attended. Today, Tuesday, the morning meeting was highly interesting. I did not attend, for I was worn with labor and had palpitation. Two were ordained, Brethren McWilliams and Boyd. Many were licensed, and we hope that all felt the solemnity of the work. Deep impressions were made. There is quite a number of interesting cases who have embraced the truth. Scott Kilgore's wife was A. She took her stand firmly on the truth. She is a fine woman. We feel thankful to God for this meeting, and we hope to see still more marked evidences of the power and work of God upon hearts. We shall be a little more cautious in our labor from henceforth, and shall speak but once a day. We shall write to you from time to time, and we are glad to hear from you all. We have received, for the last 3 days, a letter each day from Brother Loughborough. We are glad to read his communications. He writes all the particulars, just what we want to hear. Write us faithfully as we write you. In love, Mother. Smouse is feeling very much softened, and we think will come back to the cause. Poor man, it is difficult for him to see himself. He enjoyed the meeting very much. He expressed himself that he had been like a balky horse and meant to do better. Said he was glad he had come to the meeting. I am most sick, or I could write a more interesting letter.